Okay. So, as we're here in Leil Hoshanah Rabbah, I decided to give a shiur here on Tfilat Geshem. Now, Tfilat Geshem is a big deal on Shmini Atzeres. You know, you have the Baal Musaf, and he wears a kittel even in England, right? You have a kittel, there's a special nusach, right? Now, it is being recorded, but how many people have actually ever really paid attention to what's the contents of Tfilat Geshem? So, I'm 38 years old, and this is the first year I spent a real eon on it. So just to see, within the tefillah in front of you, it's a tefillah that was written by Rav Elazar Kalir, who's the miyased of many of the kinos that we're used to. It was a Balei Tosfos. And what I'd like to do is to go through it with you. So when Mirtz Hashem on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, for those people that are keeping 1 day, 2 days, Shmini Atzeres, just on Shmini Atzeres, you'll be able, when you have Tefillah Zageshem, hopefully to have a different appreciation of the Tefillah, since it's a major force within our Tefillah. So you'll notice that it's in a Aleph Bet acrostic. And you'll notice that the first paragraph, which is on the top here, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu Zechor Av, that's the Aleph, it's going to be talking about Avram Avinu. The next one after that, Zechor HaNolad, it's going to be talking about who? Guess? It'll be Yitzchak. Then if you go to the left over here, which talks about Zechor Tan Maklov Avar Yardin Mayim Yichalev Gal Evin Mipi Ber Mayim, it's probably Yaakov. Then if you go down, the next one is Zechor Mashui B'Tevat Gomem Min HaMayim, is Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we find off then we have Aaron, the fifth one on the bottom, Zechor Pakid Shato Tovel Chamish Tfilot B'Mayim, that is on by Aaron. And the last one is Zechor Shnei Masar Shvatim, it's talking about Am Yisrael. So the simple, just the structure of the tefillah, it's saying the bischuyot of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and all their dealings with Mayim, bischut them, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us rain. That's the basic idea of the tefillah. And they're different in Svardim, have two extra ones, and you know, they're different nuschaot, but we will, what I'd like to do is to go over and maybe just choose a couple of lines and to focus on seemingly certain difficult lines to try to understand what's going on. So the first part is Zechor Av. So if you read the first part, Avram Avinu, Zechor Av is a machloket Ashkenazim and Sfaradim also about where it is in Tefillah. Okay, where do you do it in, remember in America, where do you do it in Tefillah Keshem? Do you do it before the Shemona Esrei or within the Chazarat Hashatz? Right, within the Chazar Tashatz, right? Nusach Ashkenaz in Chutz La'aretz, I think probably in England also, is, probably don't remember, but is in Chazar Tashatz. There are the Minhag, definitely Sfardim, and some Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael to do it right before, right, as part of the Kaddish. So it says as follows, Zechor Av Nimshach Acharecha Kemayim. So I could have spent a lot of time on this also, but we're not going to spend time on this line because I found a different line which I wanted to focus on. Zechor Av Nimshach Acharecha. The question about Mashchini Acharecha sounds like from a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Could very much be talking about that. Berachto, that's the bet. Ke'ed Shatua Palgimayim, quoting from what pasuk? What's the Ed Shatua Palgimayim? Where is that? Anybody know? Tehillim. Right, first Tehillim, so I guess people have to start reading a little more Tehillim. Ginanto hitzalto me'esh umimayim. So you, Hashem, you protected him and saved him me'esh umimayim. What is esh umimayim? What esh is it talking about? What do you think? By Avram Avinu, the or caused him. Okay, and what's the mayim part? So this is what do you think? Was mayim Avram Avinu mayim? So there's a midrash that many of you even asked me when it came to the Akedah, that it's about Tashlich, that when it's brought down about Tashlich, about doing it by water, that it came up to his neck. Okay, the different variations of the midrash. This is what the Nativ Bina of Yaakov Sin in his one of the Svarim on Tefillah brings down that idea. Okay, so you saved him from Eish and Mimayim. Now, this last part is more of a difficult one. This is the line that I want to... And again, every time it's in B'schut, the Avot, or in this case, B'schut Avram, save, you know, give us rain. Dirashto bizarro akol mayim. And again, bavuro atina mayim. What does it mean, dirashto bizarro akol mayim? So I had a problem with this. What does it mean? Dirashto. What does it mean? To what?
To expound.
To expound. That's like from the word doresh. To like darshan. That's what you're talking about. Okay, what other word is it? What else does the word doresh mean? Anybody? Toleration. To ask. Right? Dirashto, you asked him. Dirashto. Bizarro, you were asked of him. Bizarro, what's Zaro? The children. Al pnei, al komaim. So what's that referring to? Think about Avram. What's it talking about? Dirashto bizarro komaim. So the nativ bina. What is that? That'd be interesting. It's an interesting. That's an interesting piece where you're saying at that point, it's. It's a very interesting where Dafka you have to have by Yitzchak over Yishma, right? Okay, hold on for a second. Just to figure out what Sher just said, I think you could say that also. Derashto bizarro, that was very, very hard for him. Kol asher tomari lecha sarah shma b'kola, right? In the whole concept of what we read on Rosh Hashanah. One of the reasons we read on Rosh Hashanah is that piece of the difficulty of it was vayira hadavar ma'od b'nei Avraham. It was very hard for him. That in it's dafka bizarro, dirashto bizarro, because we know it's kivi yitzchak, yikare lechazara, and dafka it's al pneimayim there, that dafka you heard the tefillah there of Yishmael, okay, and at the same time it's still yitzchak. That could very well be. I didn't think about that. That could very, very well be also. I remember the concept where she threw him, and then what happened? There was water there. Very much could be. I'm very much mekabel what Mr. Sher said. I thought of another interpretation also. Okay, if you turn the page 2, I thought that possibly Dirashto is not even talking about what Sher said, even though I like it very much. It could be based on what the Sifri said, that we know that Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says in different connotations, not only says Tzion hi v'doreshla, right, which is why we did the, why we do Lulav. Right, Gemara Sukkah talks about that we know that we do Shiva Yamim. Why? Why do we do Lulav? Because of Zeichel Mikdash. Right, Tzion Hi V'Doreshla. We're darshaning for it. We're seeking it. But it's also an Eretz, which Hashem your God is Doresh Ota. Right, and it sounds like what? Only Eretz Yisrael is Doresh. Kivyachol Ein Doresh Ota. The Sifri, the Halacha Midrash and Dvarim says, because of your Drisha to Eretz Yisrael, God, you're also Doresh Kol Aretzot. So the concept of Drisha, in two different variations, in two different sources, talks about Eretz Yisrael. So it could very much mean Dirashto. Excuse me, even before I want to tell you what I think it is, I just want to tell you what the Nativ Bina says. Rav Yaakovson says that it could mean a second interpretation, that Dirashto Bizarro, that Dirashto means that God tested him. Bizarro is not children, but it means Tvua. Sometimes children is like produce. In the Tvua, within which case, Vayira Av Ba'aretz, the concept that he went what? That he went with a famine. The question there would be, Al Pnei Amayim, when did that happen? Maybe when he crossed over to go to Mitzrayim. That could be a second interpretation the Nativ Bina said. But what I thought here is that Drisha is what? Eretz Yisrael. Doresh. Doresh Ota. Okay, so when it says Dirashto Bizarro, so what's the Drisha here? What is it talking about by Avram Avinu? Right? We have the Lech Lecha experience where Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha Me'aretz Lecha, right in the second source. Here you go, Charlie. There you go. Right, everyone in front of you, the second source. What does it say? It says, "Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech lecha me'aretzcha, mimolanetcha, mibeit avicha, la'aretz asher areka." And what happens? What's the challenges of making Aliyah for Avram Avinu? One of the big challenges he has is what? What's going to happen? Right? It's not only food and water. That's true. That's the. But look at Rashi. Ve'escha l'goy gadol. He says, "What are you afraid of? By going on the derech, it's going to cause three things." Goremet l'shlosha dvarim mima'etet piri verivya. What's going to happen? You're not going to have children. Zaro. Right? You're going to go because of the derech, by being able to, if you're always on the run, if you're always going there, you don't know, you don't have any, meaning there's a lack of certainty. At least that's how I understand this. A lack of certainty, right? Just like by Mammon, look, you know what Manchester is, you know what type of job is, you know the system, right? So to over there, if you don't know what's going to go on, you're going to hold back, I guess, the safety of the derech also. And therefore, Hashem says, no, I'm going to promise you these three brachas also, for banim, for mammon, and for shame. Okay? The shame is Vagala Shemecha, to go to Avraham, that is going to have the name, that will become the Avhamon Goim. But what happens? So he comes there. So it could very well be that it's Derashto Bizarro Pneamayim, because look what happens. So Avram Vino passes this test. And what is the end, last two psukim here in Perek Yedbet here in Pasuk Zayin and Chet in the source in front of you? Vayira Hashem, right, after he comes to Mekom Shechem, Vayira Hashem el Avram Vayomer, look what it says, Lizaracha etenet haaretz hazot, right? You're going to have the zer in this land. Again, one of the ideas is what? You're going to be in Chutz Laaretz. So then you have your family business in Chutz Laaretz, everything's fine, right? Especially if you're a rabbi also, Avram Avinu. Right, he could have done a better job in where he was. All of a sudden, he's coming a whole new place. But no, by Yirah Hashem al Avram, by Yomer Lazaracha Atinat Aretz Hazot, by even Shem Mizbeach Hashem Aniri Lav. Why does he build a Mizbeach there? He builds a Mizbeach to say thank you. Right, certain Akar Zatov.
Why is the pasuk say that Hashem said to Avram only to Zaracha? Why didn't he say to you and Zaracha?
Okay, I hear. Maybe for the future, but it's a good question. Give me 1 second. Just continue asking the questions. Pasachet, by Yatek Misham Ahara. So he went from there. Mikedem le Beitel. He passed over a body of water. Vayet alo Beitel miyam. Vay Mikedem. Vayiven Shamizbech. Lashem by Yikrob Hashem Hashem. What's the question now? He already built a Mizbech, right? Earlier. Now he's building another Mizbech, but now what's the difference now? What's he doing? And this is what's he doing? He's fulfilling his purpose. That what's he doing? Not only did he listen and step up in the test and come to Eretz Yisrael, but what? Lizaracha, right? That your job is to do what? It's to be able to be likro b'shem Hashem. Dirashto bizarro, that you crossed over water even, that it's not only you yourself had good midot and you were vayiven shamizbeach, but what? You called other people. This is how the Radak explains it in the Ramban. Right? Vayikra b'shem Hashem is that he davened. But furthermore, according to the Radak, what did he do? If you look at the Radak, Klomar, v'sham kara b'shem Hashem, kara liyoshvi aharahu shiavo la mizbeach, asher banal l'shem Hashem, and showed him amazing things that God has done. Okay? Go worship God. And that's why the two times it's kara b'shem Hashem, to teach people, whether it's Kiruv or teach people, don't do that avodah zar, or how the Ramban says it. The Ramban explains it also. The same idea, very similar to what the Radak had said, right? To be lelamedu lefarsem ha'elokut. So it could very well be that when it says dirashto bizarro kol mayim, that the reference to the tefillah. So now we've done three interpretations. This third interpretation could mean that it's actually Avram Avinu who is Doresh, right? He was challenged to be able to know Doresh is the remez of what, talking about Eretz Yisrael, Bizarro, right? That through his Zera, that he threw that to be able to teach everybody the God, you know, and he passed the water to teach everybody what it means the Kro B'Shem Hashem. And through that we say Bavuro Atim Namayim. So that's the first paragraph. What I want to do now is to go to Yitzchak. And within Yitzchak, again, each line you could spend a long time on. We're going to try to spend one line, just a little bit. I spent a lot of hours thinking about maybe, again, looking at the Netziv Bina as more, most of my the basic interpretations, but some different thoughts and questions. The other sefer, like, is going to be the Mikrai Kodesh, which was Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He was the Rav of Yerushalayim that asked some questions that he was asked. Some of them, Lefi Anius Daiti, you'll tell me if you think they're good questions or not. We'll see. Next time we come to Yitzchak. It says, Zechor anolad bibisorat yukach na'amat mayim. Okay. Remember the person who was born out of the announcement of yukach na'amat mayim, which I think is in itself, I would like to spend more time. I'm not going to do that now. Visachta lahoro l'shachato l'shpoch damo kamaim. This we could spend a lot of time also, but I'll just point out Visachta. What is it? What's Visachta lahoro? Visachta lahoro from the word sicha. When we talk about Yitzchak, it's Vayetze Yitzchak to Lasuach Basade, right? Which is the tefila. Visachta lahoro. You talked. I could have said Vamarta lahoro, Vitzivita lahoro. Rav Kalir is using a very poetic, using references to the kochos of Yitzchak. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basade. Okay? But here's the part which I want to focus on, which is Ziher Gam Hu Lishpach Lev Kamayim. So again, it's true you conversed with his parent, i.e. Avram, to Shechtem Lishpach Tamo Kamayim. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a whole discussion about this expression of Lishpach Tamo Kamayim. We're not going to do that right now. But then he says, Ziher Gam Hu Lishpach Lev Kamayim. What does that mean? What's that line mean? That's the line I want to focus on now. What does Ziher Gamhu mean? What's Ziher? To what? Can't hear you. To be cautious. He was also meticulous. Ziher Gamhu Lishpach Lev Kamayim. So what does that mean? He was also meticulous to spill his Lev Kamayim. What's the importance of this line? What's the importance of this line for Yitzchak? The importance of this line for Yitzchak, I brought for you, is that what? That this is the big question about Akedas Yitzchak, right? The big question that the Mefarshim deal with is, it's true, it's called Akedas Yitzchak, but we always say it's the Nisayon of Avraham, right? So which is it? Right? One of the big questions, the Mefarshim, when you're going to learn Parshas Vayera, or if you thought about this already in Rosh Hashanah, is whose test was it bigger for? Was the test bigger for Avram, or was the test bigger for Yitzchak? And the Chassam Sofer even says this, that when people say Akedat Yitzchak Lizaro to score, it doesn't say Akedah She'akar Avraham. Chassam Sofer in different places, here I brought a few in Chelek Aleph Siman Reishchet, deals with what's the Chashivas? Why do you think, what's greater? Well, tell me the two sides. Why is it greater for Avram? Only his own son has bincha, has yitchidcha, asher after, right? Each part of that is to darshan out even more difficulty. His own son against his own, everything that he sacrificed for, lefarsem elakud, not to do mizaro, lahavir, lamolech, all these different things. What's the specialness of Yitzchak? So it's true. That what? So he wanted it. How do you know he wanted it? So that's a medrash, right? They want to tie it up, and that's from the word akad. But even forget about that. I mean, that's based on that's true. That's the medrash. Why the language of akedah? What else? Well, first of all, what'd you say? That he believed his father, right? Meaning, what I believe here is, first of all, obviously one of the difficulties, and there's a machlokas and mafarsh of how old Yitzchak was at this point, right? One mafarsh says, how old was Yitzchak? 37. It's even 37, right? Old man to get to be able to do this. Okay? But Ziher Gamu, he himself was meticulous. Which is what the Chassam Sofer points out here, that this is what maybe, possibly again, what we're talking about here is Avram Avinu is the Torah Shebechtav. Because, as people say, almost like big deal. Obviously it's a big deal. He heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, some people say it's not actually a commandment. He had said, Kach Noet Bincha, that's what the Rana had said. Okay. But the simple pshat is that he got commanded. So he's going to listen to him. Ain malasot. Right? But Yitzchak, he heard it from... Who says he has to believe? Who says he has to believe about Avram? What are you talking about, Avram? You're off your rocker. Right? But here's the concept of what? Here's the concept of what we're saying. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. We're saying, do it b'schut Avraham of the Torah Shebechtav. And also what else? Yitzchak, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh. Which again, Mayim is not only the literal Mayim of rain, but it's b'schut, the Mayim of Torah here, of what Yitzchak represents, of being mekabel, not only Torah Shebechtav, but also Torah Shebaal Peh. Let's go now to Yaakov. Okay, if you go to Yaakov, okay, which is in the third paragraph there, it's Zechor Tan Maklov Avar Yardin Mayim. And here is a big piece, which I think is a nice Musar Haskel, when we think about the Tefillat HaGeshem, this Sichas Musar from Chaim Shmulevitz points out, Yicha Lev. Here, Rav Elazar Kalir adds two very important words. Because when we read the Pesukim in Breishit, all we see is what? It's almost like a soap opera. What happens? He sees the person that he loves, And what happens? You know, he ate his spinach and he saw the girl that he loves, and what did he do? Vayagal Eben Mipi Bear Mayim. What, Yaakov, the strong man, what does he do? What does he do? He picks up the boulder, right? Ooh, ah, Yaakov is, right? That's what we think. You know, love conquers all, right? That's what we think is a nice love story. Who says there's no romanticism in the Tanakh, right? Plenty of it. Or Avos, right? But the Paitan here, Rav Elazar Kalir, adds two very important words. He says here the word Yichalev. Where's the Yichalev? So if you turn the page, right, Yichalev either can mean from V'yachel Levavenu Be'ava V'yira. We're talking about Torah, like we say in Avot Kriya Shema. That's what the Nativ Bina did, adds. But if you look, I quoted from you here from the Sichas Musar. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz here points out, and he says that it's in the second page, okay? He points out that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Adam Arishon is Misofa Olam Ba'ad Sofo Haya, okay, it's page Kuf Lamed Hey and Kuf Lamed Vav and Sichas Moser Maimer Lamed Bet. Adam Arishon, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, was from one side of the world to the other. Adam Arishon Mina Aretz Al Orkiyaha. Tell me that he was humongous, right? But once he messed up, Hineach Kadosh Baruch Hu Yadalav Umiyato. Like, you know how we have like all our touch phones now where you just touch it and it just like crops it down, and that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. He touched him and made him smaller. Explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, don't take this Gemara literally, that he was just huge from one side of the world to the other side of the world, but rather it's talking about his kochos. Adam Rishon had tremendous potential, right? That basically the world, we have that concept, you have that bitoy, right? The world's at your fingertips. Right, that this is the idea. Everything, he was a limit. The only limit was he going to pay attention to it? Was he going to be miyached alev to do it? He says that's the vart. He explains when Chazal say that by Moshe, when he was in the water, who came? Vatishlach et amata, vatikacheha, when Yocheved comes. Vatishlach et amata, vatikacheha. And again, they say there by Batya, that al nishtarva yada shall bitya bat paro amot harbe, right? When Bacha or bat paro or bitya comes, and what has happened? Her hand, you know, go-go gadget. Anybody know go-go gadget? You know what I'm saying? The go-go gadget hands, right? Don't take it literally, the go-go gadget hands, right? The Gemara in Sota, right? It's not just stam that they're just elongated hands, right? It's true that the hand could be that there's some miracle that happened, but it's what happened. It's because she basically went and went with all the kochot nafsha latzil tayalad. Bizchut ze haya bekocha kocho shel adam arishon lifnechei. That's the idea. What happens is that you put everything into it. You'll see that how many times that we didn't realize that we had that kochot inside of us is when we put all our mind to something. And we actually dive into something, we put all of our kochos into it, we didn't realize we have it. A lot of people, some guys who just got their beret in the army, guys in Givati that I spent some time with them, right? They did like 53 kilometer. You know, guys, like, are you crazy? If you would have asked me like a year ago, if I could do 53 kilometers with this thing on my back, you're crazy? But you didn't realize that it, until you were woken up at 3 in the morning that you could do that. The same idea. Many people here did a chaburim, right? Didn't realize that they could break down a whole Tosfos and do Bavli and Yerushalmi and Halacha and figure out the deal. They didn't realize until they actually were able to do it. Explains the Sichas Musa. That's when we say by Yaakov Avinu. Vayogel ta'evim me'al pia ba'er. Rashi says, Kimi shema'avir ta'pkak me'al atzlochit. Malamid shaya kocho godol. So it's not only talking about the physical koach. But this is what Rav Elazar Kalir says in Tfilas HaGeshem. Yichalev v'gal even mipi ber mayim chayim, and therefore barvuro al timna mayim. Right? What are we asking for Hashem? We're not asking Hashem water b'schus the physical prowess of Yaakov Avinu, but rather the koach of Yichalev. And through this koach, we ask the schut of the Yichalev, we ask that we should be able to have that. And bavuro, that we should be able to continue within what we're doing to be able to get water that way. That's the yichalev. He continues going on, but just for time-wise, we want to move on. Go back to the tefillah. So that's Yaakov. Now, if I had to ask you, okay, what would be the next part of the tefillah after Yaakov? Who do you think should be by Mayim? Who should be after Yaakov? Who? Moshe. You say Moshe. Anybody think somebody else maybe? Yosef. I thought the same thing. Maybe like I asked the question, right? But if you look at it, it seems to be goes the simple pshat here goes from Yaakov to Moshe, skipping Yosef. Now Yosef's a big dude, right? What's going on here? So if you look, let's continue looking at Yaakov. Right after the Yichale v'galev mipi b'ermayim, then it says kinevak lo sar balul meish mayim. That we know. We've already talked about the WWE, you know, steel cage match, right, between the Malach, right, of Vayeaveklo Ishimo Aralota Shachar. Fine, that I got. Nevaklo. Now, the next line is where I spent around 2-3 hours today thinking about this line. It says, Lachin Hiftachto Heyotimo Ba'ishuva Mayim. Now, admittedly, the simple pshat is still talking about Yaakov. The simple pshat. Right? It just said, Kine'evaklo Sar Balu Ba'ishuva Mayim. So the simple pshat is, Lachin Hiftachto, I promised him, Heyotimo Ba'ishuva Mayim. It seemed to be, but I didn't like it so much. Why are you using the same exact imagery of the Asian Mayim over here? Well, what's going on? So it's possible that it is talking about Yaakov, but it's talking about Yaakov, the extension of Yaakov, i.e. Yosef. Because when, what is this haftacha? Lachein, hivtachto heyot imo ba'eshu v'mayim. So the previous line is the malach from Asian Mayim. But what's this talking about? What's this promise? Heyot imo ba'eshu v'mayim. So I thought about it. If you look, if you turn the page, right after the Sichas Musar, I thought, again, as an extension of Yaakov, I think the Haftacha might be talking about Yosef, actually. And it could be talking about, right when going, and Eishin Mayim, as you'll see in Tanakh, Eishin Mayim is a mashal in Tehillim, in Perek Samach Vav, of Galus, of both Gehenim and Galus. And it could be Lachin Hiftachto. He promised him. What was the promise? Who remembers? Before Yaakov Avinu goes down, Vayisa Yisrael. So it's an extension that Yaakov and Yosef are bridged together. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol ashalom. Right? Vayavo Be'er Sheva. All of our avos went Be'er Sheva before down to the Galus. Vayisbach Zevachim lo'ke Aviv Yitzchak. Vayomer Elohim Yisrael b'marot alayla. Vayomer Yaakov v'yomer Yineni. Vayomer, what does he say to him? I am your God. Elohim Avicha al tira. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim being the archetype of Galut. You're going to still be a nation. You're not going to get swallowed up. Anochi eiradim cha Mitzrayim. I'm going to go with you. Vanochi, and I'm going to surely bring you up. V'yosef yashit yado alinecha. And many mafarshim have a big problem. What does this mean? Yosef is going to what? Literally place his hand on your eyes. What does that mean? Until now I understood. Right, Hashem's going to be with us going down to, it's talking about Yaakov. We're going to come back. Don't worry about it. You're not going to assimilate too much. No problem. What does it mean? Yosef yashit yado alinecha. What does it mean? That what?
Didn't tell me who he was.
You want to talk about that? That because of the not recognizing who he was based on the whole thing. It's an imagery to the whole Mechirat Yosef. Could be. Yeah, what else?
Covered his eyes from seeing.
What's that? No, it's... So Yosef Yashit Yado Alaynecha. So some Mefarshim, there's a Ramban and a Sforno here. Some say it's talking about that Yosef's going to take care of your physical needs. Because we know it's Anochi Achalkel Etchem. That Yosef's going to take care of the physical needs. The Nitziv Mivolajin here says Yosef Yashit Yado Alaynecha is that Yosef is going to take care of your destiny. The Einayim is your destiny in this coming week's Parsha of Zos HaBracha, of Betach Badad Ein Yaakov, of who you are. And Yosef is going to make sure that you remain true to who you are. And if you notice, what could be Lachin Hiftachto? It's the Yaakov Yosef combination. That's what I claim this line is talking about. Lachin Hiftachto. I promised Yaakov Yosef, right? That what? And Yosef Yashit Yado Einecha. That what does it mean, Einecha? If you look, Breshit Paraklamatet. What happened? Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. We have put the whole Potiphar story. And then you'll notice two very strong images. Number one is all the time of Hashem being with Yosef. Vayhi Hashem et Yosef. Vayhi Hashem et Yosef. Vayardunav ki Hashem ito. Vayhi Hashem et Yosef. That's one part. And the other, in this Breshit Perek Lametet, the focus is what? On the Einayim. There's tremendous Einayim here. Right, everything is what? Vayar Adonav ki Hashem ito. Vayimsa Yosef chen be'inav. And then the big one. Vayi achar dvimele vatisa eshet potitar et eineha el Yosef vatomer shechva imi. And then what happens? Vatispesei b'vigdol emor, she says, come and sleep with me. Vayazov b'gdol b'yadam Vayanas vayetze achuta. Again, vayi Hashem et Yosef, vayir alav chased, vayitain chino, be'enei sar beit ha-sohar. It keeps going about the enayim. It keeps going. But what do we see from this message? The message here is, for example, vayanas vayetze achuta, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, b'schut, that you were vayanas away from this ancient mayim of galut, as the Radak points out, that Eish and Mayim is referring to Galut. And Yosef, that ran away from that Adon, what happens? You were able to have be saved in the Yam. Ma Ra'aronos Shel Yosef. And the concept of both Kriyat Yamsuf and also the Aron of Yosef that Moshe took, passing it over. Meaning, it's very, very possible that when it says, Lachein Hiftachto, I promise the Yaakov-Yosef combination, it's a pasuk in Ovadia, it's a haftorah of Vayishlach that says, Vaya Beit Yaakov Eish, Ubeit Yosef Lahava. Right? The concept of the Eish and the Lahava is Yaakov Yosef combination. That's the Eish and the Mayim of Bishut, of Vayanas, that he went. You were able, Yosef was able to what? Yosef was able to even get back to Eretz Yisrael through the Aron, through Moshe, Vayal Moshe, to take his Aron to Eretz Yisrael. But The kicker, I believe, is this is the exact message of where we're at now. When we're saying Bavuro al Timnamai, right? This message of the Yaakov Yosef, of not getting lost, but being able to be what? Vayi Hashem et Yosef. To know where your eyes are. To understand how to get water to, that we should have Geshem. And what does Geshem represent? Geshem represents the major difference. Loche Eretz Mitzrayim. Right, Eretz Yisrael is dependent on the Geshem. Is dependent on the Geshem, on the rain, as opposed to the Nilos Mitzrayim, the archetype of Galut, of being what? Dependent on man. Here, this is Vayihi Hashem et Yosef. Yosef teaches us in the Galut not to get lost in the bore of Galut, using that imagery on purpose, but rather what? Not getting lost in the age of the Tava of what? Of the type of the Yitzhahara together with of Eshet Potiphar, and through that being able now to ask for Mayim. If that's true, I believe if you turn the page, this is what the transition which we've had over the last 7 days into Simchat Torah Shmini Atzeres. The Vilna Gaon, I quote a few here from Rav Soloveitchik, that the Vilna Gaon used to dance like crazy. Simcha Gadol on Leil Simchat Torah. And the Shas HaKafos, he would dance and clap. And halachically, it's all question whether I should be clapping and dancing. On most people say, even for Simchas Torah, even if you're a real litvak, even if you're a real litvak, Simchas Torah, they say it's fine. Okay, even the Vilna Gaon would go nuts. Right, and the second the HaKafos went over, he'd be finished. And Rav Soloveitchik added that there's a very important difference, and I think it's very, very stark based on this haftacha. For 7 days, we've been dancing around what? Around the Bima, but what else? Around Sefer Torah. And Rav Soloveitchik explained why. Because the way to get close to Hashem, the way to develop that religious persona is not like Madonna and just say, ooh, spirituality, ooh, ooh, ooh. But no, the way to do it is to meet Mitkarev via the Torah, the centrality of the Torah. And that's what we've been doing for 7 days. That's why we dance around. That the Torah is in the center and the Torah is our epicenter. With what though? Now comes Simchas Torah, and the Vilna Gaon said what? At this point, you don't nobody dances in the middle. The middle, who's in the middle? Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Mecholat Tzadikim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo V'Atzmo. There's this ascending level of, for 7 days, we are going and building up the centrality of Torah in our lives, but what? At the end, of the same Yosef experience of Vayihi Hashem Et Yosef, where we go and we end off the Vayita Ach Sameach experience, which I'm going to talk about at 3 o'clock in the morning about the Shemini Atzeres, of just being with the Ribono Shalom. Of being able, Lachein Iftachto Yosef Yashit Yadol Einecha. Yosef, the Yaakov Yosef of the Beit Yaakov Eish, Beit Yosef Lahava. Through that, we then ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please remember us to be able to give the water, to be able to now, that stark contrast to that Mitzrayim experience. The Mitzrayim, which is totally about the man-made, don't worry about God. Here we're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Yosef was at that point. The last two pieces I want to talk about, you'll tell me if you think it's a good question. I guess I thought this was an amazing question. And you'll tell me if you think it's not such a good question, or maybe it is a great question. By Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? By Moshe, I'm to the left over here. It says, sorry, I am not to the left. Where is Moshe? Right there. It's a small little one. It's in the third one on the right column. Zechor Mashui. Remember Moshe. B'tevat gomem min amayim. Namu, which means from that he helped out. Dalo dala vishkat son mayim. Skulecha. Talking about Am Yisrael as an Am Skula. Eat samula mayim. Al hasela hach vayitzu mayim. That what happened? That he hit the rock and the water came out. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank saw this and asked Rav Yerushalayim, I thought I asked a bomb question. I mean, he was asked this question. What was the bomb question that he asked? And then when I thought about it, I thought it wasn't sure it was such a bomb question. What was the bomb question he asked? When? What's the negative? Moshe was punished. At first thought, one second, I know you're going to answer, and hopefully I was mechavin to your answer. Right? At first thought, it was a tremendous question. What's the question? What's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu can't come to Eretz Yisrael? Because he hit the rock, right? One of 11 interpretations, right? Right? The concept that Hashem saw this vidibarta lasel, and instead he hit the rock. So I thought, wow, what an amazing question. No? I thought, wow, I read this. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And then I had a great answer, and I even brought down the Medrash that he said. But then I thought, it's not even a good question. Why is it not a good kasha? What? Can't hear you.
Another time.
Which other time?
First time.
The first time. And that's what I think. That's the simple pshat of the tefillah. With all due respect to what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quoted to Rav, I don't have the sefer in front of me. I didn't think it was a good kasha. Because look what he says. If you look at it, also the beginning is Zechor Mashui is in Shemot, right at the beginning, right? Shemot when he's in the teva. The next part of Namu Dalo Dala, that's in Yitro, together with Moshe helping out Benod Yitro. Right after that, Skulecha Eit Samul Amayim, that they were thirsty for water. That's the beginning of Parshat B'Shalach. And the next one, Allah Selah, Hachba Yitzu Amayim, is the end of Parshat B'Shalach. So, the question, I didn't love. Now, the answer to the question could be amazing, right? If you look at it, even if you don't think it's a great question, you can still give it a nice pshat. Because I think the Parshat pshat is like what Charlie said also, is the concept that it's talking about Parshat B'Shalach. But that be said, there is, I think, even a nice idea, at least. If you look at the Midrash, there's a Midrash that says, if you want to say that it's talking about the one in Parshas Chukas, that he got punished for that. So there's a whole back and forth between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. The Midrash says that what? Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu is va'et chanan el Hashem, va'et ahile mor, let me get into Eretz Yisrael and tefilot. And what does Hashem say? It basically quotes the language, it says you can't have it both ways. You know, you asked, they had a tremendous chet of chet ha'egel. Slachna lavomazek goda chazdecha. Great. So it's either slachna or ebrana. You can't have it both ways, Moshe. It's either you go all of your dreams, which you've always wanted, as we know from the Gemara and Sota and Daf Yudal, and then, oh, just let me get to Eretz Yisrael. All of your dreams, you can have that. Right? Or you have to give up your dreams for Am Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael. And he develops this idea, and the idea, the language of the Midrash is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when hearing that, Kevan Sheshoma Moshe Rabbeinu Kach Amar Lefon Ribono Shel Olam Yamud Moshe Umea Kayotzeba Velo Tenazek Tziporno Shel Echad Mehem. Right, Moshe should die, and another 100 of Moshe like that, and do not even touch a little damage, even one little fingernail of Am Yisrael. So the pshat, even though I don't think it's the real pshat in the tefillah, but the pshat would be that we're asking Hashem, please give rain for Am Yisrael. Look at Mishchut Tefillat Moshe. Moshe gave up every one of his aspirations. For what? It reminds me of, right now we know, we should be learning, Refuah Shleima, Rav Avadi Yosef Shlita, Hashem should give him Refuah Shleima, Rav Avadi Yosef Chaim, Ben Gorja, Georgia, I don't know how to say his mother's name, but there was an Yediot today that there was a whole movement in the Shas movement that they should be davening. Every person should daven to Hashem, whether you agree with it or not. It's a little wild. They say daven to Hashem for the Refuah Shleima of Rav Avadia, and you'll give up 1 year of your life. Say, you know, that's what they were saying. Whether you agree with it or not, you know, it's an interesting debate. But the point is, what they're saying is, you know, give it up. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu gave up all of his aspirations for Am Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'schut Moshe, being the Roe Ne'eman, please give rain for Am Yisrael. The last piece, which we're going to do for now, is for Aaron, where it says, again, another question that was that he asked, which, again, I don't love the question, and I'll take, and then I'll show you what the Shem Yishmol says, and we'll end. But he said, Zechor Pakid Shatot, Shatot from the Evan Shtia, Tovel Chamesh Tvilo Bamayim, Tsoeu Marchit Panav B'Kiddush Mayim, Koreu Mazet Tarat Mayim. Now what's this last line mean? Ruchak Me'am Pachaz Kamayim. No, help me out. What does ruchak mean? Distance. Me'am pachas kamayim. What is that? From the nation pachas kamayim. What's pachas kamayim? No. What does it talk about in Tanakh? Who is it referring to? People haven't done Shnai Mikra yet. Pachas kamayim al totar. By Reuven. That's the bracha. Kiilu bracha. That they talk about Reuven. That he's a certain, what's the word? Not meticulous, I'm saying it as a word, a certain flippiness, a certain, you're missing the English word here, where he's, no, not impassive, impetuous, no, there's a word where he just flips, no, I can't think of the English word now, like flies off his hand, no, MTA, help me out. Pachas kamayim, it means like, just flies off his handle, type of idea. That's the word. I can't think of the word right now. It's too late at night. No, what does it say? No idea? Okay. Oh, the word's going to come to me right after the shiur. But the question is, what does it mean, ruchak me'am pachas kamayim? Now it's bothering me. I can't think of the word. Ruchak me'am pachas kamayim. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, since when, again, he's quoting another Rav at his time, was saying, since when is Am Yisrael ever called an am pachas kamayim? Pachas kamayim, it's said as a negative. Right? So when is it a positive thing? Again, we're saying, again, I didn't understand the question. Because it's ruchak, we're saying is that Aaron was ruchak. What does ruchak mean? He distanced himself from an am pachas kamayim, a nation that was making these bad decisions of pachas kamayim, which is, what's it referring to? There you go. It's the impulsive thing. That was one of the words. Impulsive, there's another word also. But impulsive is a good word. Right? Impulsive is another word, though. But impulsive is good. That's one of the words I was thinking. Shkoyach. Ruchak me'am pachas kamayim. The simple... What? What'd you say? Ah, so that's part of the... Maybe that's why they didn't like the pshat. But he... That's what the Nativ Bina of Yaakovson in his Sefer on Tefillah says, that he distanced himself from the decision. Now, some say it's me'im. It should have said me'im from with... And he has a whole vorta that really no am could be that we're an am paziza and that it's a great thing that we say nasa v'nishma. Again, I just don't think that's the pshat over here. But the bottom line is, to finish it up, the last part of the tefillah I'm talking about, obviously kriyat yamsuf, and talking about shim takta lamo b'vayoreu Hashem eitz v'yimtaku amayim. Right, the concept of Hashem showing us through the Torah of how to sweeten our water, and at the end, where it talks about Tefen, please Hashem, turn. Ki nafshenu afafu mayim. We have that where our nafshenu afafu from the word afafuni, the concept afafuni chevle mavet, which we've been saying in Hallel. But we ask Hashem, b'tzidkatam chon chashrat mayim. Chashrat mayim means that the there should be a certain dibuk, a certain connecting of the clouds, that there should be a tremendous amount of water. So we've said through a lot of the different schuyot of Avram and Yitzchak and trying to darshan out different ideas, hopefully the Tefillat Geshem will now be more meaningful. I know for myself, after 38 years of maybe not paying attention, now there's more time when we wear a kittel and there's a big minhag, and to do a special nigun, that you'll be able now to understand the depth of it, hopefully on a higher level. Chag Sameach. Simcha. Yeah.
So back to the question about Moshe, it says by Yitzu Mayim.
Yeah, what do you got?
It may actually be a...
Maybe I have a good question? Yeah, why?
Because the word by Yitzu Mayim is actually from the Midbar. Oh! It doesn't actually say by Yitzu Mayim.
doesn't say that exact. He quotes if he's actually quoting at this point in the Midbar.
That could be. That's good. It's good. I can't. Shkoy. Could be. But here, I thought it was amazing kasha. And the great answer. But then I thought,
I tried to look back. I'm like, you must have asked that question for a reason.
Yeah. So it could be, like you said, very nice. It could be that Vayetsu mine because of that. But again, you see it even chronologically. It's all.
It's
there. It's Shmot. Boom, boom, boom. And it's just logically that it's talking about that. But again, maybe you said Vayetsu mine. That's the language in. That's the language in Chukas.
Because it never actually in.
Very nice. Could be.
In Bishalach, it just says